time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel.
No king, no king but King Jesus. If you can't tell, kind of like that song. Well, good morning, Remnant. Welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this November 17th, 2024. Halfway through November, time just marches on. Hope you're ready for time, because here it comes and there it goes. And here it is Sunday again. Wow, time just seems to fly by. But we thank you for joining us. We've got a little bit of everything for you today, some current events this morning and a timeless pulpit truth and a new message for you right after that. So we thank you for joining us. And, you know, here we start out with the pistol prayer. As I've said, as I see, it's getting answered. It's just that simple. You know, the spells, they're breaking. People are waking up, and that's a good thing. It is. Remember, the pistol prayer is a type of imprecatory prayer, so we encourage you to be prayed up, right, this morning and every morning to have said your prayers. Start your day off that way. You know, as Christian soldiers, as true followers of Jesus Christ, that's what we are to do. Well, we're going to pray the pistol prayer. We're still sending them out on Bible bookmarkers, so if you'd like one, you let us know. We'll be glad to send you one. Hope you'll join us here. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. And we do have victory. We say, hey, I've read the end of the book, we win. We win halfway through it as well, and we can have that victory today. We really do. Well, you've heard me mention several times, I keep coming back to it, that the Bible, it presents a lot of contrast, right? Good versus evil, and it describes how the good should be. It describes how the evil is. It talks about the sheep and the goats and the tares and the wheat and left and right and right and wrong, and so There's a lot of contrast in there. I want to start out with a couple of Bible verses this morning, because I think it shows the contrast, and the contrast in, well, we'll get to it, but in our land today and in the world today, and what is said versus what is done. How about that? We'll start in 2 Timothy 2. 2 Timothy 2:15 is, I think, a good one for all of us. It says, study. We don't do a lot of that anymore, but we are to do it. It is a command. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, how do you figure out how to rightly divide the word of truth? You study. You look at the word. You a workman, right? A workman doesn't sit on the couch all day. A workman works. And if it's working and studying the word and looking to it to be approved, so that we can, as it says, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is what the word of God says. You've got that from this ministry from years. Pastor Peter's barely had a message out that he didn't go to baptism and try to convince the remnant of the biblical, the true biblical plan of salvation, including baptism, because he studied. And he was rightly dividing the word of truth. So that's one side. Let's look at a contrast. 2 Peter 2. 2 Peter 2, verse 3 says, In their greed, these false teachers will exploit you with deceptive words. The long-standing verdict against them remains in force. Long-standing verdict. I like that. It remains in force, and their destruction does not sleep. It means it's not away from them. It hasn't forgotten them. So you've got, we're told to study, to understand and present the correct word of truth on one hand, but on the other hand, you've got false teachers in their greed. So let me show you one. This next one is a picture of one right here. A false teacher in their greed. These Antichrist Catholics, and I'm not calling all Catholics Antichrist, but this is the leadership. This is the head of it. This is the Pope. Okay? You see this picture of the Pope? I don't even want to know his name. Anyway, this is the latest. Okay? Didn't really get headlines, but this is the latest that they're doing. Pope Francis, that's his name, has named pro-LGBT Father Roberto Pasolini preacher of the papal household. That means he's brought him in there to Rome, and he gives communion to the Pope, generating new consternation among the Catholic faithful. Critics have pointed to troubling statements captured on video where Roberto Pasolini encourages his congregations to imagine figures from the Bible having same-sex relations and even entertains the possibility that Jesus and his disciples might have engaged in the same behavior. These are just quotes from the article, okay? It's filth. Speaking of the friendship between Jonathan and King David, the priest, Father Roberto Pasolini, said that while there was no explicit mention of a homosexual relationship in the biblical text, yeah, you're right about that much, he says we can imagine it, we can think about it, we can like to think about it, but it's not written. There's your contrast. We're told, what did I read you? We're told to study, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. Now this bastard's not ashamed either, but he serves a different father, the father of lies. And you see how they take the word and they twist it and they absolutely misrepresent it. 2 Corinthians 11:13. Here's another one that we need to know of to be able to let them know. Such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. See, they're just wrong. Now, again, we've seen that in our land. We've had leadership in our land that is hard left, saying they don't want anything to do with Jesus. We've had that. Heck, we got it now. Does that mean all the people here are that way? No. But this is what the Pope puts out. This is who the Pope is bringing into his papal, whatever household. As for me and my house, no thanks. No thanks. Well, that's Rome. Let's go to the UK. UK farmers, just like the rest of Europe, they are protesting. Can you see that there? It says labor war on the countryside. Hundreds of enraged farmers took to the tractors and descended upon the Labour Party conference in Wales to protest the leftist government's planned tax raid on farmers. Following in the footsteps of farmers' protest movements across Europe, tractors gathered outside the Labour Party conference in Llandudno, Wales, on Saturday to demonstrate their anger over Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer's government's plan to impose inheritance tax hikes, 20% increase, on farms. And so they just continue. Boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? We've seen it all across Europe. We have the Ukraine taken out of production of farm, the breadbasket of Europe. Very little farming going on there. Just, 2 weeks ago, we saw this massive flooding in Spain. That was called the Spanish Garden or Europe's Garden Area. That was almost all farmland. And the government continues there in UK just to put it to the farmer. Put it to the farmer. We saw it here in the 80s, and they're doing it there as well. Because that's their plan. their plan of destruction. Now, this type of stuff's not front page news. You have to dig for this stuff, but it's going on. We do our best here to let you know about these things that really have a global impact. We see the powers that be are hard at work against the farmer. You know, food is a weapon. I think we talked about that on coffee, didn't we, yesterday, Jason, a little bit. Food is a weapon. Maybe Tim brought that up in many different ways, whether it's genetically modified, things are added to it, or you just tax them out of existence. 2 Timothy 2:6 in the NIV says the hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. But there, it seems like they're the first that get blasted with it, right? They get blasted. Well, from Rome and the Pope to the UK and the farmers getting taxed out of existence, we have a world in turmoil. I've got this next little graphic. But God has the solution. That's the thing. You know, at least these places, they were godly at one time. They served God, but they've certainly turned away from it. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, you see it there, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. See, it's not all just for Jesus loves you. That's the scripture, that's the Bible. Jesus loves you, and that's it. But that's what these false, deceitful preachers put out. All scripture. How about where God says he hated Esau? How about God says where it says to love God is to hate evil? That scripture is given. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. There's the contrast. We've talked about that, right? Well, here's a contrast for you. How about Haiti? Just off the Florida coast, Haiti, still in turmoil, still just killing each other, raping, hacking each other to death. What a mess. Thousands of Haitians flee a battle between police and gangs in Port-au-Prince. The UN said over 4,300 residents, get ready, America, there's some more looking for somewhere to go. Over 4,300 residents of Port-au-Prince and surrounding towns have fled from their homes since Sunday. This is over this last week. When gangs seized on the political chaos of Canilli's sacking, that was the acting president, to shut down Toussaint Louverture International Airport by shooting at airplanes and move into neighborhoods that have previously resisted gang takeovers. Over 4,000 fleeing. These idiots down there, they got planes coming in bringing aid, bringing Doctors Without Borders and bringing nurses and bringing food. And the idiots are out there shooting at them and hitting them, having to divert over. They had, I think, two planes shot. One stewardess was injured. They had to divert to other places. It's turmoil. It's just filth. UN reported 20 gun battles in Port-au-Prince in just one day. Updated its estimate of gang strength to warn that various gang coalitions now control 85% of the capital city. Reporters saw crowds of panicked residents fleeing Port-au-Prince. Entire neighborhoods emptied out in a matter of days. Some of the refugees said gangsters forced them out of their homes and then burned their domiciles to the ground. Plumes of smoke could be seen. One fleeing Haitian told the AP, the gangs are more powerful than the police. And you may think, well, what do we care about Haiti? Let them burn each other to the ground. Granted, I'm all for that. But see, it bleeds over. And just because we've just had gangs, well, they've only taken apartment complex, only a couple in Aurora, and only a couple in El Paso that have been reported on here in the United States. It's only a couple. So there's your contrast. You want to, and we know the history of Haiti, I hope you do too, where they killed every white, a man, woman, child, baby back in, what was it, the late 1700s, early 1800s? And they've been cursed and damned ever since. They have. You look at the other side of the island, right? The Dominican Republic. Let me tell you, there's a wall in between it. One island, Dominican Republic and Haiti. Haiti's a cesspool of floating garbage. You've seen pictures of it. Dominican Republic's like a paradise because there's law and order there. Well, we have our Lord as our shield, as our protection. Psalm 18:30 tells us that. As for God, His way is perfect, right? All His scripture is for correction and teaching and doctrine and righteousness. His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. There is no error. There is no issue with it. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield to all who take refuge in Him. But you got to take refuge in Him. Well, Remnant, the network website, sfawbn.com. Don't forget about that. If you've got breaking news, you send it to us. We'll do our best to post it and share it with the Remnant. You can send it to jason@sfaw.org. We hope you visit there. Lots there. Broadcast schedule, archives, all types of stuff. Well, got a question that sometimes comes up. Is America being judged? And we talk about the lawlessness because, again, that's what we see in the land. We do. 1 Timothy 1:9 addresses the law. It says, we realize that law is not enacted for the righteous, but for the lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and sinful, for the unholy and profane, for killers of father or mother, for murderers. See, that's where the law applies. You know, again, there the contrast, right? Hey, when there's goodness and mercy and loving God and loving your neighbor and doing what you can, there's no law against that. But this is what's going on in the streets. How about this? Migrant, that's another term, politically correct term, for illegal alien. Okay, illegal alien, but the headline said migrant. I wanted to share that with you. Migrant who had AR-15 during an assault on officers, back on the street. Back, slap on the wrist. Now, listen, migrant, thank you for coming here, but don't you do this no more. New York Post noted two migrants, both of them, back on the streets after one of them posted a $25,000 bond and the other was released without bail. Tattoos on Mayrens, one of the guy's arms, suggested he's linked to a Mexican cartel. He was just released without bail. Back on the street. Bronx detective told the New York Post, this is crazy. You have a member of a Mexican cartel running around with his tattoo that's a billboard for, I'm a criminal, I don't care about your laws. Of course, that's up in New York. Oh, well, that ain't my neighborhood. Well, give it a little time. Give it a little time. Maybe it'll make it there. How about down in Tennessee? Do you think about Tennessee having, you know, we've heard about these TDA, Trinda Rega gangs in Aurora and in El Paso. How about Tennessee? Let's go down to the Nashville state, right? Venezuelan gangs' human trafficking operations surge in Tennessee's four major cities. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation director tells Fox and Friends that Trinda Aregua gang is expanding their criminal activities. Department of Homeland Security has identified more than 600 individuals with possible ties, 100 deemed subjects of interest. Look at this next. Nashville, Knoxville, Chattanooga, and Memphis. Operating in those four major cities that they know of. Major operations where they've done, they haven't reported it, oh, like they didn't, you know, but taking over things. Anyway, let's read. Tennessee police warning about the surge of Trinda Aregua, TDA gang activity, in their four major cities, with a top law enforcement official placing the blame on the porous southern border. The gang has exploited the border. Said the gang has been running human trafficking operations and expanding into other criminal activities in Nashville, Memphis, Knoxville, and Chattanooga. They go from human trafficking to organized retail crime theft. Then they move into the drug trade, taking on the cartels in very violent, bloody battles that they've had. So how about you live in one of those towns and you're just driving to work or going down to fill up the car, or your wife is, and TDA and the cartels are having a gun battle like in Mexico City. It's happening right here. Right here. It's that lawlessness that, well, just like you got the leader of the Catholic Church accepting homosexuality, well, you're going to have a downfall there. When you have the leadership that we've had as a nation being ungodly and denying our God, well, this is what we have. Now, the talking heads, oh, they're still, you know, blaming Biden, blaming Harris, blaming the blue moon for their loss. They're not telling you about this kind of stuff. But this is what's going on in this land of the brave and home of the free. How about health? We've got a couple minutes. Let's talk about a couple things on health I've got here. Exodus 23:25. Again, a contrast, right? Choose you this day. You get a choice. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. And he says, I will take away sickness from among you. What if you don't worship the Lord your God? What if you don't do what this says? Well, then the blessing won't be there, and the sickness will not be taken away. I saw this, and I looked into it a little bit under health declines. Type 2 diabetes is what it's talking about. Type 2 diabetes rates have quadrupled since 1990, and there's four reasons why they attribute it to. Around 830 million people worldwide have diabetes. I won't say the majority, but a much greater percentage in the United States than percentage-wise in other countries. Number of people living worldwide is quadrupled, 830 million people diagnosed in 2022. Four reasons that they attribute it to. I'm going to say it's Exodus, because you don't pray, you don't worship God. But there's four reasons they attribute it to. Diet, food's a weapon, lack of physical activity, overweight or obese, and of course a family history. Well, that's because if you've got, you know, if mom and dad were overweight and obese and grandma and grandpa were overweight and obese, guess what? You're probably going to be overweight and obese and probably going to have type 2 diabetes. But type 2 is normally reversible because it's reversible with diet and exercise, because it's usually caused by a poor diet and a lack of exercise. Type 1's different, but type 2, big change. And you can change that almost always. How about aluminum? I got a report from Dr. Mercola on the warnings of aluminum. Wanted to share that. I got a couple minutes here. Cooking with aluminum foil is toxic, basically what it says. Studies show an 8% increase in urinary aluminum for those that use aluminum foil in cooking. Aluminum accumulation in the body linked to neurological issues, including Alzheimer's, autism, MS, and Parkinson's, as well as affecting bone health and anemia. Symptoms include memory loss, confusion, coordination difficulties, bone pain, kidney dysfunction, and respiration issues. Now, we've tried to share a lot of stuff. I think we get a lot of good stuff from Dr. Mercola and his group. Some things to look out for to reduce aluminum exposure, okay? See, they don't just tell you, oh, this is bad, you shouldn't do it. It's like, hey, you can do these things to reduce. It's not that you can never cook with aluminum foil, okay? But, you know, don't be eating three meals a day out of it type of thing. To reduce aluminum exposure, avoid cooking with aluminum foil. Limit processed foods. Use aluminum-free personal care products. We're going to come back to that one. Avoid aluminum-containing vaccines, absolutely. And check your water. Filter it if the aluminum levels are high, because sometimes they are. Just like in anything, you just need to, you know, don't just trust the Department of Health or your local water group. Okay, be aware of what you've got. And I put a little graphic in here, the difference, again, these personal care, the difference between antiperspirant and deodorant. Don't have time to really get into the details, but You know, the thing about the antiperspirant is it blocks your pores, keeps you from sweating, and usually antiperspirants are very, very heavy in aluminum. And they reduce the amount you sweat. We're supposed to sweat. It's as simple as that. And then this last little graphic, you know, is your deodorant toxic? Read the ingredients. Don't just assume, okay? You need to look into these things. It's one of the things we do need to be aware of, okay? Whether it's aluminum, propylene glycol, triclosan, parabens. How do you say that? Phthalates? P-H-T-A-L-A-T. Phthalates, I guess. Anyway, be aware, right? The scripture we started out with, study to show yourself approved. It certainly applies to the scriptures. It needs to apply to pretty much everything in our life today. We need to look into matters. So, last couple scriptures, Proverbs 16:24. Proverbs 16:24 says, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Health to the bones, pleasant words. The scripture is pleasant words, it is. In Jeremiah 30:17, we'll wrap up with this. The Lord says, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Didn't we read that earlier? If we worship the Lord, he will take the sickness away. It is as simple as that. It is. It's a choice, a contrast. We get to choose. Even in the midst of all that we're in, we still have that choice. Well, Remnant, thanks for staying, for tuning in today. Thanks for joining us today. Stay tuned. We've got a timeless classic pulpit message from you, and then a new message for you after that. And so, again, thanks for joining us, and God bless.
Let's march on in his blaze of glory. All good things will win. Like all heroes in his story, let's fight on like he fights sin. In his blaze of glory, there they are, hardy hearted. They thought their world would never end, but they'll fall started. Let's follow Jesus and cast out sin. Let's march on in his blaze of glory. All good things will win. Like all heroes.